Different Gifts, a compilation.
If you're someone who looks around and sees others who are brighter than you, more eloquent, more skilled, more energetic, or who just seem more or better in a variety of ways, you're not alone. The problem, though, is that that adds up to a lot of down and discouraged people in the world. Because seeing oneself as less or worse than others is definitely not an uplifting exercise. It's not that you want to drag other people down to your level. You just like to rise to their level, or at least get closer. But when you look at yourself, it's easy to lose heart. Instead, the Lord wants you to take heart. First of all, remember that He's fair. And when He hands out gifts and talents, skills and abilities, He gives everyone, including you, something special. The Bible says, "Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. In His grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well." If you'll take a good honest look at yourself, at your pluses instead of your minuses, you'll find that you too have gifts and abilities that you can be happy about. Those gifts that the Lord has given you for doing certain things well. You can be sure that there are others who look at you and your strengths in a certain area and think, "I wish I were more like that." How much better it would be if we could each learn to appreciate the varieties of gifts that the Lord has given to others, without overlooking or forgetting the ones He has given us. Most of all, remember that the Lord doesn't compare you to anyone. He loves you with an everlasting love, and it's a love that sees all the good and possibilities that you have. If you love Him and want to please Him, that's what matters to Him. You are special to Him, and He loves you with a special love. Maria Fontaine. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:4-12. When you are tempted to compare with others because you think they are more beautiful, more talented, have better personalities, are more mature spiritually, or other people seem to like them more or love them more, do not feel bad. Accept the gifts I have given others and be thankful for them, not envious, knowing that I have given you many gifts as well. As you thank me and praise me for the way I've made you, and accept that I do all things well, then you will have victory. What is it to you, what I give to others, what I entrust them with, what I ask of them, or how I bless them, and how I operate in their lives? It's not for you to compare or judge or come to conclusions in your own mind as to how my dealings with you should be, or how my dealings with others should be. You simply need to trust me, because, as I've told you over and over, I have a plan and a purpose, and I am working in your life to make you stronger, better, and more useful. Contentment comes from trusting and believing in me, believing that I will make your way perfect, that I will do all things well for you, that I will reward you for all that you've sacrificed, given up, or gone without. Jesus speaking in prophecy. People are different and have different ministries, different gifts, different responsibilities, and fill different roles. There is a great diversity of gifts, talents, personalities, and opinions in the body of my church, and all are necessary to make it well-rounded. Each part of the body has its role, and there should be no comparing. Jesus speaking in prophecy. The devil often tries to get us to compare ourselves unfavorably to others. The Lord tells us that we shouldn't think about those negative things at all. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Whether abounding or abasing, we should be thankful for whatever we've got. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. We could all praise the Lord more and be more positive. Thank God for the health you do have. Thank God that you're not completely incapacitated. All kinds of things could be wrong with you. So thank the Lord for the blessings you do have. Stay positive, thankful, and full of praise to Jesus. David Brandberg. It is better to be satisfied with what you have than to be always wanting something else. Ecclesiastes 6:9b. In order to overcome envy, you and I need to rejoice in what we have. Instead of focusing on what you don't have, you should be grateful for what you do have. Your wants will pale in comparison when you realize that what you already have is more than enough. Too often we think, I have this, but if I get more, I'll be even happier. That's just not true. We are taught to be discontent, but we don't have to be if we focus on what good things we already have. Does that mean we'll never have a hard time handling the success of other people? Of course not. We all do from time to time. In fact, human instinct will always cause us to ask, why did that person get a promotion when I didn't? Or how come they're having a wedding and I'm still single? Or why do they get to go to Europe and we have to pay for braces? Let me clarify this. Envy is not having desires, dreams, or ambitions. You can have desires, dreams, or ambitions without being envious of others. Envy is when you resent others who already have the things you hope to have or who have achieved the things you hope to achieve. Envy is believing you can't be happy until you get those things. Envy is based on a myth. I must have more than you to be happy. Be grateful for who you are and what you have. Instead of complaining, remember that everything is a gift. How will the following scripture change your life? Isn't everything you have and everything you are sheer gifts from God? So what's the point of all this comparing and competing? You already have all you need. 1 Corinthians 4:7 and 8. Rick Warren.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.